What's up, it's your boy Lil Baby, and you rocking with that boy Kodak.
Yeah, what's going on? It's the Big Homie's house. We here, we lit. We got Big Homie E.T. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Looking real professional.
I mean, yeah, I had to, just before we start talking real quick, I want everyone to know that this nigga asked me for my glasses.
I did.
Now, let me explain some to you. There are certain things that I spend a lot of money on. Tom Ford. I love Tom Ford glasses, and they run minimum about $600 and up. And he was, like, begging me. He's like, yo, I need some glasses. He ain't got no glasses. So he has on a pair of $8.99 Lokes that I bought.
These definitely look like the tech glasses. He gave me
but
the
But them shit is hard, though. They got the skulls on the side that says Loke.
You see me?
You was not about to get my Tom Ford.
He gave me the racist glasses.
I like, sure did.
That are men and women in uniform wear. Fucking hell. Big Homie Sonny. What's up?
What's happening?
How you doing? You good? Coming straight from the bay?
Straight from the
Yeah.
You already know what it is.
Big Homie Butter.
What's up?
Look at this motherfucking coat, nigga.
Look at your chest.
Is that Cookie Monster?
She came.
Look at my what?
Your chesticles.
Chesticles.
You see them baby feeders? They're just out.
Is this a Cookie Monster inspired coat?
I love your coat, by the way.
I mean, it can be, now that you said it.
Damn, I like Cookie Monster, too. You turned this motherfucker into a jacket. Oh, God. You turned that nigga into an accessory.
Chesticles.
Chesticles, man.
Yes, this is the Twerk Tuesday edition. The Twerk Tuesday revival of... Big Homie's house. It is the
twerking.
Nobody. But she's a Twerk Tuesday veteran. She was.
I mean,
on there.
You can if you're more than welcome to. We haven't
no,
discussed
not
it.
Not today.
Damn it, Jasmine,
day.
You're the backup. Anyway,
she just tasted the air too.
She
so
did.
It's going down too.
It's definitely going down.
She tasted the air. She's like,
Big Homie Jazz is here. Big Homie Butter. Big Homie E.T. Big Homie Sonny. And this is the Big Homie's house. So we're here. So, ladies and gentlemen, how's everybody doing?
I'm great.
So I want to jump straight into it because it's a topic that I want to discuss, and it went down on social media this weekend. What is up with these Instagram girls and this beef?
They lost their mind.
Mm. Alexis Sky
and Ari. And Ari, right?
And Jada.
You know what?
Let me say this because I don't watch none of that shit. I don't watch Love & Hip Hop.
I'm lost right now.
I don't watch none of that.
They're not Love & Hip Hop.
I don't watch none of that
shit. Well, one of them wasn't Alexis on Love & Hip Hop?
Oh, yeah.
She was for like half a second.
Yeah.
So, like, why are the Instagram girls beefing right now?
You know, I'll give you a little. I do know Alexis a little bit, so I'm going to tell you what I saw. I don't know if it's 100% fact, so let me just say this. Like, Alexis posted, like, a picture, and she had just got, like, her hair and her nails done, and her nails happened to be long. And so Hoes was underneath her picture, like, talking shit, talking about, oh, you look like you trying to be like Ari. And so she responded and was like, I'm not trying to be like anybody. I'm just being myself and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But she didn't talk shit to nobody. But Ari felt triggered and responded, and then responded.
No, she did. She said, I paved the way for y'all.
Wait a minute. She said that after.
No.
Yes, she did. Her first response was not targeted to nobody.
But you just felt triggered.
And then you said something, and then she said, I paved the way. She never said that at first.
Let's say how silly a statement how... We can say
but
anybody
paved
that.
The way is still crazy, but
that's like, yes, yeah, that's
long
insane.
Nails.
Because then no, because
long it, nails no, came but from listen, China. That's
listen
how
though, it was a long nail, but then they put a collage of all every time Ari had on something, she had the same thing. Every pose that Ari had, Alexis had the same.
It was a collage, but I didn't know it was Ari verse first, and then it looked to me the collage was like Alexis, then it was Ari. That's how the collage looked, but it showed when Shay Room would always post it. Shay Room would be boosting. Yeah, they definitely be boosting shit.
But I feel like Alexis was out like way long before Ari.
She was. That's why I'm like, how paved the way for what? That's exactly. And then what's so crazy?
You know who paved the way for all these bitches? Amber Rose.
You know what's so crazy?
There you go.
Melissa Ford chimed in.
She
chimed in. She like paved the way. I was like, man, what is this? Is this like the argument of who was the first thought?
Okay, exactly. Because if you want to say that, we got to go way to like Kim K. Like, let's be real.
Like, who was the first thought?
But you got to think. Back then, IG models was getting like paid. No, you can't even say IG models.
It was like MySpace models.
Video vixens. That was the word. Video vixens was getting paid.
Huh.
They were getting paid. These girls are getting $50 and some bamboo.
They getting a hookah, a section, and a bottle.
And a repost.
Like,
and a repost at in the club. That's what they getting.
They getting a repost from whatever artist video.
Unless they got a bunch of followers. I think.
Who are the top Instagram chicks right now, though?
You know what's so crazy, man? I can't keep up with like all Britannia. The Instagram hoes.
Britannia.
I like
Britannia. The one that be like.
She's beautiful, but she's got a boy. I can't follow. Bad girls that got like boyfriends.
Hold on,
but
the one that be doing wild shit in like the superstore like, in the supermarkets. The she be doing wild shit in the supermarkets.
Yeah, she be like showing her ass yeah. and shit.
Is that the type of shit you're
beautiful.
Into?
She's so beautiful.
That is bird shit.
I never heard of her.
She is beautiful to me.
She's beautiful, but that is bird.
Bird shit.
She's beautiful.
But I like the
pulling your ass out in Kroger.
That confidence, like, excuse me, I'm in Kroger, nigga.
Do it right now.
Yes, like
do it right now. You do it. You do it right now.
Me?
Yes.
This isn't Kroger.
It's better, my nigga. It's private.
This ain't private. Where them cameras at?
I know. Look, I think a nigga outside. I don't know.
How many cameras in Kroger?
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, you got a nigga. You got a whole nigga now.
Tanya got like 2 million. She got like 7 million followers.
Yeah,
right?
She got a whole bunch of followers.
She like
I follow her too.
So she has a solid reason.
She
to do
she
that
like
shit.
This. Like, I think it's the girl. Stylish. She used to be on a reality. She was like a reality show too.
She was on Rock of Love.
She was on Rock of Love.
She
you don't know who
so
the top IG
different.
Hoes are. My favorite IG chick to follow, Ray Veloso. She had.
Oh,
she was like a thick ass Gabrielle
she like
Union.
A thick. I remember I picked her up one time when she came by Bosses and Baddies.
Yeah.
When I interviewed her, like she's super thick.
She's like thick a thick ass Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Ray Veloso and goddamn Brianna Moore.
Okay, who are these people?
I can't keep up. I don't know.
But these aren't the loud IG chicks. They're the type get like the silent.
They
DMs
just do their thing.
Cash apps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you just want, like, you never see them at work or nothing like that. You just see them on trips and shit.
Hey, you know what's so right? You know what's so crazy, man? I know there's a particular lady that lives in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know I think it's a basketball player. He's really, really famous. He's trying to get at her, and the way he got at her was, and this is a true story. This just happened like within the last 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He sent her $25,000.
Damn.
Just to let her know that money wasn't shit. He's like putting a down payment on the pussy.
Women got it easy. Look at her mouth. Women got it easy.
If you are
women
bad
got it
about
easy.
It, you don't got
nothing.
Let's talk about
isn't that something
new
you
topic,
want? Isn't that what you want to talk about? You got the floor.
Well, look,
Sunny.
Maybe I'm different, but
Sunny,
I'm at
you got
a point where now I want to use my mental. I want you to see my mental.
You're
I don't want to always have to use my body to fucking get money.
But you're talking
I'm
about what
that.
You want to do versus what you have to do. That's two
but
different
see, that's
things.
The thing.
If I could
I
get,
don't
if I could get $25,000, if
that
I could get,
I have it harder.
As a matter of fact,
true
story. As
men
a,
can do
hold on,
what
listen, listen, listen. As a matter of fact, true story.
Women ain't got
to
do shit but exist. All y'all gotta do is exist. All y'all do is put your hips on parentheses, have a small little ass
so
waist.
So where's my $1 million?
Nick,
you're not trying hard enough, Sonny.
Harder. I don't fucking know. Listen, it's
women.
Let's look
right.
at your. Let me look at your Instagram. We're gonna analyze your shit right now.
Please,
but please.
I'm
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Alexis
let's
Sky is getting $7,000 to make an appearance. And let's just say she's only doing one a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy amount of money in a month. And I know she's doing more than just one a week.
Mm-hmm.
She what?
Black China started.
For nothing, though. No. That's my point.
Right. But
that's my point. Like, nigga,
even
your flyest nigga got to go work. He got to sing, rap, do something, nigga. He better be an athlete.
That's not true.
He better be something.
Maybe
your flyest nigga got
to
be doing something.
I'm telling you right now, if you go to California right
just
now,
existing?
Go to the Bay Area and go to Sacramento. You will have bitches paying. You, bruh.
Listen, I'm
like,
from LA. I know.
So are we talking?
Okay,
but
you know.
are we talking about pretty
privilege right now?
Oh, nigga, pretty privilege is a. Come on, you can't tell me it doesn't exist though.
It does. And I all right,
thank
it.
You so much,
it
man.
Does, but I
give
hate
me some.
It.
Give me some for at least admitting it, cause I'll fuck
it's
with you.
Scooch in, like we like
I hate it though.
Why do you hate it? You benefit from it.
Yes, but
pretty privilege is a definite thing.
This is where I'm at right now in my life.
Tell me, tell me.
See, you're at a conflict between what goes on and what you where you're at in your life.
Mentally, I'm tired of. You're pretty. You're beautiful. You're bad. You're thick. I'm tired of it. I fucking know. I wake up every fucking day and I see my face. I know I'm bad.
Okay.
I don't want to just use that. I want to use my fucking brain because I'm hella fucking smart.
I hear you. I hear you.
You sighing because you the ones that be always looking at the body.
But
I don't want that.
God, I'm tired of that. I think
we're talking about the difference between what you want versus what is going on. Like all I'm saying,
and that's the problem.
All we're saying,
I'm tired of what's going on.
But I'm saying is like women don't really have to do too much as long as you like. If you're
so you saying she's doing too
but
much,
because
no,
so
I'm saying
harder.
No. I
basically
said it. I said you
don't. She don't go through nothing.
I'm saying you don't have to do.
Who said that?
I didn't say that. I said you don't have to do too much. You don't have to do too much
yes,
if you don't want
do.
To.
We gotta get naked.
If you don't want to, you don't have to.
You gotta show some ass and titties. Let's be real.
Showing it. Listen, my homegirl didn't. She ain't sucked, fucked, knelt down, did nothing. She's just a bad bitch on Instagram and got 25 grand.
Don't get me wrong.
She got 25. I'm not gonna say her name because I know she's watching me. She don't want me putting her business out there.
Yeah, we're not gonna incriminate nobody.
25 grand in her bank account. And his response to her was, I just want you to know that money ain't no object. So he can let her know, like, yo, you need to fuck with a real, that you know, fuck with
and,
a real nigga.
And now that I'm thinking about it, you know how many ways you can flip 25 bands?
Well,
like,
you can use your
body to get where you want to be in whatever field you're trying to get
you
into.
See,
like, hold on, let me finish. Because if a motherfucker sent me 25,000, shit, nigga.
I'm changing my life.
Like, it's easy. So, I mean, like,
if you shit. I'm in the gym, bitch. Let me
my
tell you
Instagram
right now.
Is I'm Sunday. I'm a bad bitch. Send out 25K
bitch,
today.
Man, I'm working on getting some abs right now.
You see them?
I'm getting my only fan page going.
She got them. They there.
She got a large chesticle. I think she's like a 34 double D.
Chesticles.
Yes, chesticles.
Baby feeders.
Period. Lay your head on these.
Look at Kodak. I am weak.
Sunny D's. Trying to tell you.
Look,
hey man, them titties got Kodak sweating.
Them titties got titties.
That nigga's been greasing sweating before the light even
it's
came.
The meat switch.
Oh,
it's the grease. That nigga is too much pork.
Nah, I had some crab before y'all got here. The crab is coming out.
So good, right?
It sound good. I believe
yes,
it.
I want some damn crab. But back to the topic.
Mac, what we need to do topic.
So what we're saying, no.
No, we got to finish this
we
one.
We got to finish this topic.
I don't think we're gonna come to a conclusion on this.
We are.
Okay, back to Ari and them, though.
Oh, we got to finish this one.
Oh. Pretty girls, I would say, yes, we can get money easy, right?
That's what I'm saying.
At the end of the day.
Whether you want it or not, you can get it. If you're a pretty girl, you can get it. Whether you want it or not, you
God,
can.
I hate that shit, though. Like,
I hear you.
I hate going to work.
I hear you.
I would much rather have niggas send me $25,000
for nothing, for existing, for posting a bad picture.
Shit. As a matter of fact,
I was with
a chick this weekend. I kid you not. She had a nigga send her $150 for sending her a picture of her toes while we were together.
I mean, I be doing that, but I get tired of it.
That's. Well, okay, all I'm saying
these are first world problems. I hate having to send niggas pictures of my feet to get free money. I hate that shit.
Okay,
I wish I could send a bitch a picture of my feet and get $150. Where is my market?
If you signed up and send them my way.
Feet is different. I don't have a problem with feet. It's everything else that
comes
with
it. Oh, send a picture of booty hole?
It's just everything.
A booty hole, nigga. Who
like, let's be real. You can't just be pretty. You gotta be sexual.
What is wrong with you, nigga?
Niggas don't like booty hole?
I don't
want to
see someone's booty hole.
You like girls sending you pictures of their booty hole?
Nigga, I like booty hole.
I don't like when bitches like post like booty pictures and you can see the
dark
of the
asshole. The darkness of the ass cheek.
I hate that. It looks nasty. The
underneath cuff?
No. Oh, like have, the booty hole dark.
Ladies, if you need your booty hole analyzed, I got you.
Kodak Cat's got the eyes.
I got you.
They need that booty
the
hole.
The booty hole
bleached.
Analyzer.
They need that shit bleached for real.
It looks nasty. Like that dark.
So E.T., what topic did
dark
you have?
I didn't really have too many topics. I had text you because I thought that there needs to be an equal conversation about who cheats more between men and women. And I just don't think women are honest at all.
What kind of question is that?
Who?
Because that's easy. It's easy to say that women do, and I can prove it 1,000 times over.
Tell, give us your thesis, Dr. E.T.
I'm telling
Let the good brother
shit,
speak.
Bro. This is like every day. It's always so funny to me how women are talking about how men do this and do that. I'm like, yeah, but they're not doing it alone, bitch. So they're doing it with somebody, and that's other women. So like, the thing about it is, men get caught more, but women cheat more. There's a difference, right? Most men, not all men, but most men, because there's always going to be There's always going to be a wrinkle to the formula, right? A couple of guys that can do it like women and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Women that can do it like men, right?
Sweet tea.
But generally, generally women cheat more because they're better liars. They plan their shit out.
Women are definitely more meticulous.
Whereas most guys will cheat off of impulse. Like, oh, right now, you want to do it right now, so they'll end up cheating.
Nigga, hey, like, I've said this shit before. Nigga, when that dick get hard, it get hard to goddamn think.
And then women will be like, I'm going to fuck that nigga next week. Plan it all out.
Women's
all their
pussies
friends,
be wet all day and don't and be
then,
doing shit.
And then tell their homegirls. And then, you know why it's like that, though? I'm going to tell you why it's like that. It's because society has fucking our assholes, and they've made women feel like... Feeling bad for fucking, so they have to feel like they got to hide their shit. So women cheat more, but guys get caught more. That's the difference, bro. All day. I never in my life met a woman that was faithful from 19 to 50.
Yeah, I bet you.
No, I'm serious. I don't fucking cheat.
I bet you don't
cheat. I put my nigga on a motherfucking pedestal. I don't fucking cheat.
I hear you.
What does a pedestal do to you?
A pedestal to me is a person that deserves the utmost respect.
I
don't
want
to
taste the
all of you. But I definitely will say I feel like women do cheat more. Because we're naturally more needy, like...
You need more, like, you know what I also realized?
It might not even be just for sex, though. Women be wanting to fuck for a lot of other stuff, right?
Women be wanting to fuck just like niggas do.
That's reality.
I don't think we cheat more.
See, that's two loyal women in here, Kodak. God, you doubting motherfuckers.
Because when we're in love, we're in love.
Exactly.
Y'all
you
cheat,
put your
and then we
on
y'all
the pedestal.
Cheat, and then we're going, then we probably might go and cheat.
Oh, God.
Not saying me, but...
That's
exactly.
what I mean. That's what I mean by that. Like, you see her answer? If you go and cheat, then we'll go. Like, as if they're just a victim of whatever we do.
I'm not saying that's what everyone's saying.
Well, not you. I'm just saying in general. Like,
if a woman cheats, it's going to be because
she has a desire. No, it's because she has a desire like everyone else has a
desire. And you doubt my loyalty.
Right. So if a guy cheats, what are you doing it for?
Because he's just being dumb.
Oh, because he doesn't have a desire, though, huh?
A desire that was a temporary desire.
You know why women cheating is worse? Because if they cheat, they in love with that
okay,
nigga.
Okay, see, I'm not saying
love.
I'm not going there.
They're not
going to
cheat for the chick.
That's not true. That means I'm mentally off of you. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. They're mentally not even attached. You know what the problem is? The problem is women want to point the finger as the excuse of like why they do it. Versus, like, just saying accountability. Like, you have a desire, just like a guy has a desire. Whatever your desire is, whatever your reasoning is, it's a desire for it.
These people are crazy.
That's all it is. It's a fucking desire.
Okay, but
that you have.
Take accountability.
Oh, men are always having to take accountability.
But y'all never take accountability for shit. I have never met a woman that says, you know what, I did it.
That's my bad. It's always, I did it. It's my
hold
bad.
On, wait,
but
wait,
I would have never
hold
did
hold
it unless
hold
you did it.
Wait a minute.
That's not accountability.
Do you know why? Do you know why?
Yeah, because women are always never taking accountability.
Men cannot take it.
Men can't take what?
If a bitch say I cheated on you, she lucky to get fucking slapped. Are you serious?
Women never take accountability.
Men cheat and we be like,
If a woman gets caught cheating, it's always because of her. Oh, it's a reason. I would have never did it unless, bitch, you did it because you had a desire. Just like the nigga cheated because he had a desire.
Because she was lacking from you.
And then I'm lacking from you. It's all both ways. Why do women think that they are not lacking this shit? Women really think that they can't lack nothing. Like, bitch, you lacking shit too. You lacking stuff too. It goes 50-50. It's a 50-50 street.
T, but look.
Two lanes.
You said
you lack shit. I lack shit. It goes both ways.
But look,
sorry
though,
to tell you, baby.
You said
Rizzy,
something.
Don't run it.
You said something, though. You said women don't take accountability
they can't.
For cheating. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yeah, I do.
Because you guys can't handle the truth. If we
right.
say
it's always
we
our
cheated
fault,
on
right?
you, it hurts your yeah. ego, and we are lucky to get
so
hit.
Wait, what you're
period.
Saying? What you're saying is that women don't have an ego, huh?
Yeah, we do. It hurts our feelings, but at the end of the day,
it goes both ways. Is all I'm saying. I'm not saying.
Oh my God!
What I'm trying to get you to understand
on,
is that
she's
it's gonna 50,
stay
50.
With her nigga 9 times out
man,
of 10.
Man, get
out of
here, dog. Please, I man, please. Women cheat
what
more,
reality?
And they don't never have accountability for shit ever. It's a 50. All you know what the truth of the matter is? It goes 50-50.
50-50.
It's
a
50-50 street.
That's why I am the way I
someone's
am.
Someone's lacking
like
something. Someone's
average.
Lacking something. And I can prove it 1,000 times. There's thousands of cases showing it. It's just women want to be able to sit there and
the
go.
The case studies
oh,
is here.
No, it's not. It's not happening that way. I only did it because of this. Bitch, you did it because you had a desire to do it. That's it. You had a want and a need, whatever that
you
want and need
that
was,
nigga
and
dick.
You did it.
She wanted to suck that nigga dick.
Whatever
she
the case may
to
be.
Suck that nigga dick.
And women are always like, why? Well, that, why? Why are guys always underneath a girl's picture? The same reason you underneath that other nigga's picture. The same reason. Because he got, because he looked good and he got fucking abs and all that shit.
Women ain't
the same.
Women
don't have a million fucking views and bitches.
The women are going to be in the picture.
No, we just can't cheat right. Y'all just good at cheating because y'all be cheating a lot.
Y'all plan better. You know what's so crazy?
You're probably cheating right now.
What everyone keeps forgetting is I keep saying it's 50-50 shit.
You is a cheater.
And all I'm saying is a desire. People have a desire, be it a man or a woman. They both have desires and they both fuck up. That's it. Everybody wants to sit there and go, no, it's you. Crazy. It's crazy. People cheat all the time. And women never get called out for shit.
You know what?
Because we're just supposed to take it.
What?
We are. This is a crazy version of
the truth. What is going on? Like, this is not the truth.
It's very much the truth.
No, it's not.
It's very much
the truth. I don't know what day and age y'all is from.
Why are we talking about this shit? I got a good question.
Oh, God. What's the good question?
Who do we prefer, the good girls or the freaks?
Y'all prefer the freaks?
Both.
Relationships.
For relationships.
I think
I think it's a balance. As a man, it's a balance. Smart, intelligent, bad bitch,
but who gets crazy in the bed?
I think it's a balance.
How do we know, though? You get crazy in the bed.
I'm not telling you.
No, I'm not saying like you specifically.
You want to know how? You want to know
how? Put that fucking eyebrow down. Put your eyebrow down.
She giving you that fucking
the rock.
That the rock look. You want to know how? You want to know how she know? Because her niggas outside waiting. That's how you know she do it. Freaking
he waiting. He waiting. He like, yeah.
He outside there sitting in the couch privately.
Gonna get,
like, I'm
gonna, you gonna get this post podcast pussy.
Whatever.
This post podcast pussy. I'm gonna get all my thoughts out. I'm gonna be ready to go.
I do my best.
So I mean, like, so we like the good girls or the freaks.
I think honestly, speaking for me
personally,
who's a good person in the bed?
I think it's
anyway,
like it's
like,
kind of a mixture.
Shit? Like nobody wants that. You gotta be nasty.
I just think it's a mixture. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Nobody wants one thing in one way. I never met a person, be it a guy or a girl, that wanted one thing one way. You know what I mean? You're all a mixture of something.
So, I mean, I'm thinking more, when I say that, I mean like more like public perception, like how she is. Like, do you want the ratchet motherfucker or the motherfucker that's like butter?
I mean, you're talking, I can't. Okay,
not butter. I can't. Not butter. But maybe Jasmine. Because butter's fucking ratchet. Look at this jacket.
I am not.
Look at it. She looks fly.
No, this is your third motherfucking jacket you done walked in this hoe with.
Okay.
And then you got titties out.
Sometimes they just need to breathe.
You nigga, it is winter.
You got they want to see what's
it
going
is 30
on.
Degrees outside.
You got okay, style. How long they got to stay for the whole month?
This is why.
I love her.
This is why.
They got to stay for, so I'm a bad girl?
You are. Because of that? You are ratchet. And you do
I don't think you're ratchet.
She don't seem ratchet to me.
I am not. I'm far from ratchet. Kodak knows me.
I think everybody is a mixture of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing wrong with it.
I'm saying, I think, like, I don't know, man. I tend to fall in love with the strippers.
I think you fall in love with whoever gives it up to you.
Ooh.
I think that's a problem.
Why y'all dapping on that?
Because I think you fall in love with whoever gives it up. You're like, oh, you gonna fuck who? I'm in love now. You can't do that, dog.
That is very not true. That is the opposite of the truth. Because I don't fuck some bitches and never text them again. So, no, that is not true.
You crazy.
What? How am I crazy for that?
Man, you crazy. Like, there was a time that I've known Kodak where he used to come here and talk about different hoes. And he would talk about them like crazy.
You love hoes. This is a whole friendly show.
I can't do it.
You don't love hoes?
I can't
know,
man.
I mean, not like
see,
you
like
love them, but we
like
support them.
Like,
we support hoes.
Let me tell you, you know.
Now, hold on. What's the definition of hoes? What, when we say we love hoes, what are we saying?
I can only speak for myself. Honey.
Speak for yourself.
I'm a difficult person just because I notice and I think of things on a big scale.
You're Aries.
Like, yeah.
So I think of things about the whole perspective of things. So when you say ho to me, it depends on what she's a hoe for, what she's doing.
Read.
She's giving the puss up for
bring
a paycheck.
Bring on the vibes, yes.
What pay, like, and then I'm going to ask her how much is that paycheck. If she doing it for like a $40 in a hookah in a section, she's a dirty hoe.
Ooh.
But that is a very low ball hoe.
That's a low ball hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out here sucking and fucking these promoter niggas that I know about, and you out here getting in a section and a bottle with you and your homegirls, and you got nothing out of it, but
I think I'm never gonna judge nobody for passing out that pussy. But if you get to a point where like, damn, you like, damn, nigga, him too. Like,
that don't bother me too much. Like, I never gave a fuck about a woman's body count because
of, I don't. It's not the body count. I'm not talking about somebody who I'm involving myself.
So you're so like into the reason why her body count's so high.
Like if you like, I don't give a fuck to ask. I'm not gonna ask no.
Well,
woman
niggas about not her body asking count. For body counts no more. Like,
yeah, I, nigga, please. Money. Like, who's asking? What you need? You need this?
Yeah, no. I just wanted to see it.
Oh, you want to hold it? Like, I'm not, I have never really asked a girl, like, how many, you know.
Bodies she has.
Like, how many bodies she has. I don't ask those questions.
I'll
say it. Not since I've been, like, an adult. That shit don't matter. Like, I think that shit don't matter.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, I don't care.
Now, hold on.
A lot of niggas care about that shit, though. You can see niggas
that number is extremely high.
To me, it's weird, but to me, I feel like if a man has a high body count, he's experienced, so he knows the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I
in
feel
a
about
sexual view. Like,
so what if a nigga told you his body count was like 4,000?
Well, shit, man, you was a hoe. You was like, you
see
out
now. So the body count matters to an extent. So the body count matters to an extent.
4,000, Kodak.
That's that's extreme. That's extreme.
No break.
So what about 400?
That's not that bad. Like
400. Okay.
Can I tell you guys
nigga,
something?
You must be a fine ass nigga if you fucking.
So let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you guys something.
Tell me something, ET.
So I did this thing on the radio when I was at Hot, where I did this thing called the magic number and the real number. And I had to trick women into being honest. And in order to trick women into being honest, all you gotta do is cater to their ego. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I got on the radio rather than saying to women like on the air, hey, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all out there, you know, smashing all these dudes and shit like that, calling here right now, telling me, you know, your body count. No one would call and say that. So I catered to their ego by saying, ladies, I'm so tired of these niggas thinking they're pimping y'all. They don't know what real pimping is. Calling here right now.
Oh, you're
and,
cold.
Oh, yeah, because women have a huge ego. So I was like, calling here right now and tell me your magic number, right? And tell me your real number, but never say your name. And women, or young ladies from like 16 to probably about 55, we got a couple grandmas calling, gave their magic number versus their real number. Now, I always say, if you want to be lied to, ask a woman how many guys she's got. It's always between 4 and 8. Her whole life, she's only fucked 4 and 8 niggas, nigga. Between 4 and 8 niggas, she could be 30-some years old, she's only fucked between 4 and 8 niggas while you done fucked 25 or whatever, right? So if you ever want to be lied to, ask a woman her body count. They were calling in, and I shit you not, man, like women that were like 20 years old was like, my magic number is 4, my real number is 25, my magic number is 75. It was crazy. Women that weren't even 25 years old.
So
I don't think that, you know.
So why do women feel the need to lie about that?
Because society's made them feel bad for wanting to fuck. Yeah. Yeah. It's stupid. It's sad.
Do you feel like, you know, there's been like a social construct placed on you?
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
What you think?
Well, yeah, we know her body count situation.
Can you shut up?
No. I'm saying the social construct part. E.T. Like, don't you think society has placed it to where it's like not fair for y'all to want to fuck?
Basically.
Got it.
But I feel like times have changed.
Clink, clink.
I'm not asking how many niggas
listen, bro.
No
entry.
It's definitely a social constraint.
That park is closed, nigga.
Isn't there a social constraint?
Come over here, Jazz.
There's a social constraint on women, and it's unfair because now women have to be forced to lie.
This is Jazz, everybody.
Do things.
She's shy.
Now, it's definitely...
Put all that ass on my...
I did. But it's definitely a social constraint. But the city girls have definitely made it acceptable in these days.
You know what?
Are you a city girl?
I'm not a city girl, but they are definitely teaching these hoes how to pimp
a nigga. Okay, wait a minute.
They're definitely teaching these bitches how to get these niggas to run these visas. They teaching these bitches all this type of shit.
Can I tell you why?
We need your rebuttal. Professor E.T.,
Here's my rebuttal, right? As I sip my... I'm not really a big drinker, so if y'all see me talking like this, it's because he's got me sipping this McQueen gin. I don't know who the fuck you are that made this shit, but there's too much liquor in here.
Who is McQueen?
Anyway, homie, here's my rebuttal to that. Do you want to know why the city girls... Because I've been doing radio for a long time. Uh-huh. Do you want to know why the city girls and people like Cardi B or even like Nicki Minaj are so popular in the last 15 years of music?
Why is it?
Because they're voicing they're voicing the people's existence. They're not giving them the tools. They're just saying what the tools have already been used. They're in a grid. It's like finally someone to talk about what's been going on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like scammers didn't just come out because City Girls came out.
No.
Pimping didn't just come out because But that's my point. It's like they're finally voicing the new age woman.
Right.
The new age woman is anywhere from like 18 and like 33 years old, and her new age life is like, yeah, fuck that nigga and. Finally have an artist coming
out. Shout out to me, cause she really pimping
you. Finally had an artist coming out with like Nicki Minaj talking about, yeah, like, so what, you know what I'm saying? Bust that pussy open in the islands of Waikiki, like saying shit like that. And then you got City Girls coming out saying, like, yeah, I'm fucking on this scamming ass, rich ass thing. That's what's been going on. So, because
right,
it's been
because
going
on,
about
it, that's why that social constraint is lifting. People wasn't talking
about
it.
Yeah, because finally it's something to sing along to because it's been going on. It's been going on, and now finally you're saying, it's like, yeah, finally we got somebody that we can agree with because we had nobody else to really agree with doing that shit. So it's been going on. They didn't give nobody the game plan. They just shamed what the game plan already was.
Mm. That's heavy. You know who's the OG, like, thought rap?
Trina.
I was just going to say that. It was definitely Trina.
Trina.
It was definitely Trina.
Lil' Kim.
I say Lil' Kim.
Then Trina. They were the first.
Kaya came up in there and she left back out.
Kaya
had one swing. She home run like a motherfucker.
She home run. She was like a 110-yard kick return.
Nigga, she home run like a motherfucker with that one. But like, yeah.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Hey, shake your body, don't stop, don't quit.
My neck, my back, nigga, like, please. That bitch was serious about it.
She said, lick my pussy and my crack. That motherfucker was vicious.
That's pretty gross.
For who?
Oh, forgot you're a booty hole. Hey, is this camera on?
Yes, the camera's on.
I would like everyone. Do you have an address here?
1930 Monroe Drive.
1930 Monroe Drive. ET says, please, someone make a big house bib. Just a bib, like a baby bib.
We call
that because he eats booty. He's a booty monster.
Big homie booty eaters.
Big homie. Like, just have it, yeah, big homie house. And have it like, you know what I'm saying, as a big man.
The house be the booty.
Right, that's dope.
Mm-hmm. Big homie booty eaters.
And this man right here is definitely an anal muncher.
You see me? We need
these names.
Big homie booty eaters.
Look at the brown baby teethers. Y'all check them out.
She do got the boobies out.
I don't know. Hide them, nigga. Let the motherfuckers breathe. I thought they was trying to breathe.
Next topic. What do we think about fucking on the first date?
Oh, that's a good topic. I want the ladies to answer this one first.
It's necessary.
Necessary.
She said necessary.
It's necessary.
So first night, first date.
Why are you so quiet?
But she don't know about that.
I ain't giving you this pussy.
You can talk about life.
Hold on.
Does she know about
she have a nigga? Jazz, tag in. Switch chairs real quick.
You answered from before.
Does it or does it not depend on the chemistry that's going on? Because if you feeling a nigga and you like, and he tall, he just might have it, and you ain't had it in so long. God damn, I deserve some dick today.
So if you,
I don't gotta call you tomorrow. I don't gotta set in a relationship.
If you want that dick, you gonna get that dick.
Okay,
God damn it,
caught up.
Okay.
Jazz, can you switch chairs real quick? You switch chairs real quick?
She's acting like she don't want to answer. Like she didn't have.
She
a
don't. She
nigga.
Can't answer that.
She got a nigga now.
But look, that's
V card.
I mean, but really, that's
you can answer before nigga.
V card. No entry. The club is closed.
I don't give a damn. You had an entry
before.
I fucked
my nigga on the first date, and we are here a year and a half later. So what's
damn.
Up?
Fuck it.
What's up?
That's what's up, nigga. But you a Cali girl. You don't play that bullshit.
I don't, because what I'm not going to do is invest my motherfucking time with you and go out to eat and put on my makeup and all this shit, and I ain't got no dick for motherfucking 2 weeks. And then I get the dick, and it's like the fuck I could have did this at home.
Men and women have put a value on their shit that is higher than what it's worth. And you need to test it out, find out what's going on.
Thank you. Right. I want to know what I like.
I said men and women have put a value on their shit that is higher than what it actually is. Just saying.
But you know
so
what?
So niggas think they dick is worth more than it is?
Man, and then bitches out here like, I got this fire pussy. Says who, bitch? Because you're not fucking yourself.
Some
you can't. No like, the roller coaster is not getting off its own ride going, hey, nigga, I'm a crazy ride. People got to ride it first to find out if it's good or not.
Exactly.
If the chemistry is there,
yep.
Go ahead and come on, dive in. Let's go.
Period.
Let's go ahead and do this.
We're here.
But if it's not there, and I'm not feeling
you,
it's
gotta be chemistry.
The thing is, in order for me to give up this pussy, you're not about to pressure me for the pussy. Because if you pressure me for pussy, that's how I know you're not getting no pussy.
Exactly.
That's how I know you're fiending for some
pussy.
Right. But if you're not,
niggas do be on dates like, yo, I was struck out 3 times today. This is my last go.
But hold on,
I gotta get it.
So at the end of the day, it can be the first day, right? And you know a lot can change on the first day. One conversation can make you be like, shit. You know what I'm saying? If the chemistry's there and you see he's cool, you didn't ask all the questions. You got five kids. You know, you buried the whole shit. You looked at the ring. It ain't no tan line. The whole the shit. So you feeling this nigga, right? Mm-hmm. You moist as fuck downstairs. At that point,
moist.
You're rejecting your pussy.
That's a weird word. I ain't like moist.
Hold on now. That word fits the situation.
Because yeah, you're not dripping, but you're just like, you know, you feeling, you already got the visuals. Let's be real. When you first see a nigga that you finna go on a date with, you're automatically visualizing yourself with him. That's what women do.
But you see, all bitches, I'm not trying to visualize myself with you.
You visualize something. You look at the lips, you like,
Jazz, is you nasty?
You trying to get a nut off, I'm trying to get a cum off.
Is you nasty, Jazz?
You just told the people I'm shy.
No, she's shy. I was pointing at her. You not shy, Jazz.
You don't make me lose my train of thought.
You nasty?
I can be.
Where you from?
D.C.
Oh, D.C. girls. Ooh, shit.
I can be. But like my friend, she tells me this all the time. I'm not about to waste my time with you talking, dating, all of this. And that dick is weak. That stroke is weak.
You.
That dick is small. Period. So let me find out now if I'm wasting my time.
Exactly.
And if I don't like it, if I don't like what I'm seeing, if I don't like what I'm feeling, then that's it.
Period.
Bye.
We here.
But if I'm fucking with it, I'm fucking with you. What's up?
Okay.
I love that shit.
Period.
It's the truth, though. Like that. I mean, that's why I kind of sat back and let them talk, because I feel like they're being honest now. Like, you know what I mean?
They're
like,
being
it's
honest.
Just, it just...
Like, we've been lying all day.
The J kicking in.
The honesty truth serum is coming out. Appreciate you, McQueen.
Yeah, shout out, McQueen.
Shout out, McQueen.
I'm going to tell you about the liquor, goddammit.
I know that's right.
I don't know. You weren't talking too much earlier.
Nah, you know what? You know what, though? I think fucking on the first night, though, it just kind of takes a lot of the physical wondering out of the equation, because you can always get to someone's mental after that. The problem is, if you don't fuck on the first date, you're still gonna be dating the person's representative, the nice person, the nice girl, the nice guy. She doesn't show you she's a crazy bitch who will key your car and pop your tires because she doesn't like something you said on social media.
He doesn't show you that
he's a fucking psycho ass nigga that's gonna control everything you say or do, or hit you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that the sex kind of getting it out the way. Let you, because after that, ain't nothing else to hide.
Okay, so
mentally.
Let me ask you a question. As a man, right? Because you see how we are as women. Like, at the end of the day, we deserve to come too. We deserve to get some dick and not hit you back the next day if we want to. Because we're all the same, right?
Like, yeah, I agree.
So, how does a man look at a woman who gives it up on the first day?
Let's hear it.
And why?
Can I go first?
Why? Go ahead, bro.
I want to hear Kodak's answer, because let me tell you something. I already know, just so we're clear, I am absolutely 1,000% aware that the way that I present things and think is not considered the norm. So, but go ahead.
I feel like if you fuck me the first night, I mean, I think you made a great decision. Like, why wouldn't I think like I'm fuckable? Like, I'm a fuckable guy.
God.
So, I mean, like, I'm not gonna judge you because you fucked me. Like, that if I judge you because you had sex with me, that means something wrong with me, right?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
She's asking your question again.
What you think about her?
Am I going to judge you for fucking me the first night? No, because you made a great decision. I'm a good nigga to fuck.
Give us your answer, because he's not thinking logical.
That's legit my answer.
It's like a whole boy
answer.
Yeah,
you feel
like,
me? If you fuck me, that's great.
That's
cool.
Great.
Let's fuck again.
Like,
I'm talking about the chemistry. How do you feel about her? You think she a hoe, or do you think she's the one
that
wants
her? So I think that depends on what your intentions are with that female. Now, if your intentions is, damn, like, I want to get to know her, like, I'm trying to settle down, then...
No, it doesn't work. I think a lot of men aren't like, okay, I meet you, here's the future I see with you.
Okay.
A lot of men see you and go,
that's true.
This is dope. What's the next moment?
Okay.
That's dope. What's the next moment that's dope? And after we build up all those moments of dopeness, then we go, you know what, I can see a future with this person.
Okay.
So It doesn't necessarily work like that for men, but I will say that I don't judge women that do that shit. What I don't like is when a woman tries to play like she doesn't normally do this. Like, you ain't got to do that shit to me.
But do you know why we do that?
I know exactly why.
Because we're already scared of how you're going to feel.
I know. You're scared of how we're going to think, what we're going to feel. The problem is no, listen, no man can ever tell a woman how she feels or thinks because he doesn't have a vagina. And no woman can ever tell a man how he feels or thinks because she doesn't have a penis. If you sit down to pee, you're not going to tell me how it is to have a penis. If I stand up to pee, I'm not gonna tell you how it is to have a fucking vagina. I can sympathize with you about certain situations you're going through as a woman. I can agree with you. I can say that sucks, but I will never absolutely all the way know how it is for a woman to be a woman because I don't sit down to pee. And no woman can ever tell no man fucking man like what it is to be a man. Whenever I hear a woman say, a real man, bitch, you don't know shit about what a real man is.
I hate that okay, shit.
You don't fucking know what, nothing about being a real question? Man, so I shut up. Just like a man should shut up about what it is to be a real woman. Like,
I feel like I know men very well.
That's fine. And you can know situations.
Let me ask a question, though. Okay. This is kind of a new topic. Because I'm into polygamy. And we know that polygamy and polyamory is different, right?
What's what?
Polygamy and polyamory is different.
What? Yeah, explain polygamy.
Definition!
Polygamy having multiple bitches at once.
Or multiple.
Polygamy is when a man or just the woman in the relationship can have multiple partners.
Okay.
Polygamy.
Polyamory is when both people are fucking other people. It's just completely open on both sides. So me, I'm into polygamy. All
right.
So.
Does he know that?
I feel like, of course. Let me tell you something. If my nigga not getting bitches, it's a problem.
So if you bring a bitch home for both of y'all?
I like women. And when's I like
when's
women.
The last time y'all had a threesome?
Why? I'm not answering that. Anyway.
back to what I was saying. Bedroom details.
I feel like, and this may sound very old school, but I am old school. I feel like women do not have the right to tell a man that he's only to fuck their pussy for the rest of his life.
You said women do not have the right to
I
tell
don't
men.
Feel like that. I don't, for real, I really feel like my man has the right to fuck other bitches as long as I can fuck them too.
Did you hear that chair creak? That nigga was like,
I had to process that shit, bro. I had to process that shit. I'm like, oh, women.
So my
they don't serve that Chick-fil-A.
My question
hell
to
no.
the ladies, I have a question. Do you guys really think that a man is built to fuck one vagina for the rest of his life and really be happy and never cheat on
him? Why? But before y'all answer, why are you asking women about a man?
Sonny, I love that shit.
Why are you asking
women
about a man?
He has
penis?
A long time before, most of the time before they get married, you have the rest of your life before you decide to settle down to be with multiple women. But once you're in a relationship, you decide to settle down. Yes.
I just don't believe in monogamy.
You don't.
That's what marriage is. I don't think that a nigga could.
You know,
love you if he's,
but that's not true though, because you have Muslims who get married and they have multiple wives and let me tell you
something. I think that I think men and women both have desires. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, and acting on those desires is the difference. It's the decision to either act or not act on those. I think if men and women were honest with each other, they should stay away from the things that are their weaknesses, and then that way they won't cheat.
Just I feel like a man should have multiple women. That's how I feel. Yeah. I've always been like that.
E.T., do you think?
That's just how I'm built. But I have fun with women, if my man is, like, having sex with another woman, I'm probably going to walk in and be like, damn, shit turns me on.
You gonna whack off to that
shit?
You gonna whack off?
You gonna whack off?
She's not whacking nothing.
No, I'm saying, you should whack off like a motherfucker.
Nah, it's just like, I don't know, it caters to my ego. I feel like I get power in that. Like,
dude, what the fuck? Let me ask you a question.
Sexy
do women, you're not answering shit. Do women fucking like, I'll be trying to act, come on in. Like, dude, do women like really get off on like watching dudes jerk off?
Yes.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
I've heard like girls like yeah.
Like,
if you doing that, then I'm not doing my job. Like
that's true.
I'm talking like videos and shit. Like
I like watching.
You don't like videos? I've seen a few videos like that.
Bitches, with some
bitches
wrong.
Like
my
videos.
Sexuality is all fucked up. Y'all's videos.
Why
together?
The fuck would I send a video of somebody else jacking off?
No, I'm not doing that.
Hey, girl, look at this nigga.
I thought you were saying watching porn and videos.
No, nigga, me. Hey, girl, it's
take
me.
Take your dick out real quick.
No, I thought you were saying if she walk into her man watching porn and jacking off, and you were saying, what if it's we watching?
Oh no, if it's my yeah, baby, I'm gonna jack off in front of you. I'm looking in your eyes.
Yeah. Look you in the eyes when you walking in.
Okay,
squeezing
okay
out to your
I auntie. Knew it was something wrong with my sexuality. I like it all.
You like it all?
I like it all. I like it all. I like it all. Yes.
I don't understand. I mean, you know what's so crazy? Like, I just don't, I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I can compartmentalize
certain
things.
You don't get how women like to see niggas jacking off?
I'm not a woman, so I don't know what the fuck. All
Jazz, do you like that shit?
To see you jacking off? Nah. Like I just said, if I see
I know
you doing
that,
I'm going
to
think, like, what,
she
want some pussy? That's what I'm thinking.
Like, I mean, I think that'll lead into it. Like, he's not finna sit there and finish.
I got a question. Like, what if, like, so you and your nigga, like, y'all kind of, like, maybe, like, on some business trip, right? So y'all not by each other. And he's, like, jacking off looking at your picture. And he actually tells, like, that's not going to turn you on? Like, yes, he just came off looking at my picture because I'm not there. So
feel filthy sitting next to you.
That's another thing.
You
have an
ego. You know how boys got so soft.
Yeah.
The lights
should have
dimmed down.
Oh, okay.
And
that's weird.
Here,
there's no reason for you to jack it off.
I'm here.
Okay, yeah.
Then
that's
it's like,
weird.
What, you don't want to fuck me? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
No,
like,
I think that's
a part of sex. Like, all sex isn't just fucking 100% penetration. Like, we're gonna lead off into that shit. So you might just walk in the room, and I knew you was gonna walk in the room, and I'm just there.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just there.
You don't gotta do the motion.
No, literally. Like,
oh my God.
In case y'all don't know what jerking off looks like.
I just hit my fucking knee. Oh,
we know, bro. We're all grown.
God, that's what you
know.
In case y'all didn't know, it looks like this.
Let me show you.
And if you want to do the tornado thing, like, you know.
No.
Sometimes I do.
This is how I get down.
Sometimes I do with vegetable oil. Right.
Oh, what?
No,
wait a minute.
Hey, no lie. When I was younger,
I don't want to hear it, nigga.
When I was younger,
I don't want to hear it, bro.
You gonna hear it anyway?
I sit next to him while he tells his tale of him jerking off his beard on his
shirt.
I'm like, Sonny, Sonny, you like this type of shit? So one time when I was younger, like, we ain't had no lotion.
Hold on, you don't know what I like. What you finna say?
I would use vegetable oil.
He's so fat. Look how big he is, though. He's sweating grease.
Sonny, it seems like you
like
everything.
So, no.
I
no.
Said it. I
do
like
got
everything as long as it involves my nigga. Yo, that's it.
I do got one horror story about that shit.
Let's go to trapeze. Let's go to
one horror story. This nigga about to tell us American Pie story.
I do got one horror story about that shit. Because when you young, like,
love that shit. I'm trying to tell you. What?
That gin is kicking in, nigga.
When you young,
it's really not. This is me without the gin.
When you young, and you just learn about that shit. Like, and you just use anything that's moist.
I just want you to know.
But you just use anything that's moist.
So you went
one
in the
time,
kitchen and you grabbed.
No, no, it wasn't in the kitchen. That
nigga was running around the house. Shit, fuck! I need something. Motion ain't working, nigga. Fuck this goddamn shea butter.
No.
This nigga went in the kitchen and dipped his hand in lard.
This nigga said I jacked off with lard. No, true story. One time I used exfoliating cream. And I kid you not, my nigga.
I bet your skin
is
nice and clean.
I didn't know what exfoliating meant.
It moving nice.
It had the rock, like the sugar in
it. No. It didn't have that. But I didn't know what exfoliating meant.
Because you didn't have.
So I used that motherfucker, and I kid you not, the skin on my dick started peeling. Like, this shit was peeling.
Dead skin.
Yeah, it was getting rid of the dead skin. I didn't know what that shit meant.
Hey, can you talk in that direction, nigga?
Sonny, nah. I didn't know what that shit meant, so I'm like, oh my God, I gave myself an STD. My shit is peeling,
I gave
bro.
Gave myself an STD.
I was panicking like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they Neutrogena.
Exfoliating cream. Oh, I jacked off with exfoliating
thank
cream.
Thank God the Nair wasn't in there.
Oh my God.
He would have just went for
thank,
it.
Thank God I did not have any
I don't even want to know.
Ben Gay in the house when that shit happened. Because I was using anything that could suffice.
Anything oily.
Why you smell like baby lotion?
I can't believe you just said exfoliating.
Oh, my
I can't believe I decided to come here today and listen to this.
Yeah, honey, that was a lie.
That gin really kicking in, nigga. Don't drink no more.
Don't
I don't want to hear no more.
Else.
Yeah, this one time, nigga. Put a thumb in my ass. It's going crazy. I let her do it twice.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, no.
Oh, my God.
His dick was peeling.
skin on the dick was peeling.
Snake skin.
The exfoliating cream was doing what it was supposed to do, but shit, I didn't know what exfoliating meant at the time. I was just horny.
I have so many questions I can't ask right now.
Ask the questions.
Nah.
Ask the questions.
Nah. I have visuals in my head right now. That's the whole point. Yes. Of hey.
Yes. Visualize me jacking off. That was exactly what I was expecting.
Gosh. Like what?
I just see you sweating grease.
Just put some senses here. When you edit this, add some senses. We need some color bars. We need something.
Blur out the mouth.
No, open the mouth. Beep.
Yeah, put the logo over my face. Why you scoot over there, baby? Because
you talking about visuals.
Nigga, you was talking about...
I was saying the visual of the after effect of using the exfoliant, not the process of you getting there.
Anyway.
God damn.
Polygamy or polyamory?
Oh, no, the other part, the other word sounded like...
Polyamory.
It sounds like a fucking material for a table that you use.
Yeah. That do sound like some
polyester.
Shit you use.
Polyester. Right. That's what the fuck going to your head.
Oh, this table's made of polyamory.
So you with all that shit.
I'm with polygamy, not polyamory.
Have you ever been... Has anybody in this room... Well, excluding you, Butter. Has anybody in the room been involved in an orgy?
Hell yeah.
I ain't been in an orgy.
Wait. What? How many people is considered an orgy?
Anything more than
three? Over three or more.
More than three.
Over three or more, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga, two hands.
Okay, see?
I've been in an orgy.
With that.
Please, high school, nigga.
Man, what?
You young.
I'm about to say.
You ain't had one yet. Would you?
Would I be in a threesome now?
Hold on, what? Threesome with who?
But all them bitches gotta go.
Threesome with who? Two niggas and two women.
That's a train.
Would you be in a train?
One in the mouth, one in the south is a rotisserie.
Wait, what kind of train?
So
she said she would do a threesome, but he said with two niggas or two girls, she said two niggas.
No.
So hold the fuck up.
I would be in a threesome with my man and a bitch of my choice.
Period. That's a threesome.
So he can't pick the girl?
No.
A bitch of your choice.
That means what? It means he likes her or something?
He got too much interest in her. I need to have control over her. I need to know.
I need to be attracted to the bitch too now.
We at least need to be in agreement.
Okay, now that's cool. Now that's
it can't just be a bitch you pull, and I'm like, we need to be in agreement.
Where this bitch come from?
Right.
How you know her? Why is she so willing?
I agree with that. We need to choose.
Did y'all talk about this? Am I being trapped?
Right. Like, what's going on?
Y'all about to rob me?
Who this bitch? How you know her?
Y'all about to rob me?
And where you come from?
Y'all about to take my car to go get something to eat?
So no on the two niggas.
No, not on the two niggas.
What if it's a nigga your nigga cool with?
That's you gay.
Yeah,
I'm not. Hold on, and why the fuck is my nigga trying to let me fuck somebody he cool with? Exactly. That's dirty. Like, that's some homeboy.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting everything out there.
I'm going to be
honest. I'm not saying I'm with it. No. I'm just putting everything out there.
If a nigga ever tells a girl, like, yo, my homeboy don't come in here, he's basically letting her know, like, I have zero respect for you.
That is very true.
Yeah. Like,
that is very true.
He's basically telling you, like, I have no respect for you. I only look at you as a nut. That's
and
it.
I'm basically finna pass.
I'm about to pass you.
Right, you're my whole wine.
You a fetish right now.
That's dirty. No,
you're a moment in my life.
You wild as shit, Mo.
Yeah.
You a moment
in
my life.
She said
the DC came out.
Yeah,
DC came out. Damn, she definitely not with that shit. So we know two niggas. No. So nobody has a train fetish.
No.
But two bitches. Everybody love bitches. Everybody love bitches.
Get enough Patron in me. Yeah.
Get enough Patron.
What is she outdoing y'all?
Wait, what?
How she?
Hold on.
She's outdoing y'all.
Oh, so she just like, you didn't know.
She on porn star.
She was a freak.
She'll activate the whole new level of freak.
She like just.
You gotta go.
No, I'm not even thinking like she gotta go.
While you getting tired after 20 seconds of riding dick, she on the dick for like 5 minutes riding. She an athlete. You didn't know she played volleyball in her spare time at the rec.
It's gonna be some bouncing on them heels. Questions at the end of the threesome.
Yeah, because I know like a few chicks that've done that shit. Be like, damn, yeah, we was with it, but my nigga couldn't even compete with me, so it just ended up being me and the bitch.
You know what's weird though? In threesomes, men don't really like. They just don't come as fast. It's like it's too much, too many distractions. Like,
I'm gonna be honest.
I know because you're focusing.
Like, yeah,
like you're concentrating. Like you're like, okay.
It's like a whole session.
If I know I'm about to do some real freak shit, if I'm about to have a real freak session, I'm gonna prep myself before I get there.
You gonna rub one out?
You
gotta rub one out.
You got to. Like if we about to fuck for real,
that's backfired on me though. Like it's backfired.
How did it backfire?
It backfired because I had to fucking like fake a nut, homie. Like I was like, nigga, I'm cool. I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Took
the bottom off, went to the bathroom.
I ain't gonna lie. Because
Like niggas, like women act like men don't fake. Men fake.
Men definitely.
Like,
I fake
all the time.
I'd be like, oh, you gotta chill.
Yeah.
And low key, it was just because my dick gets off. Like,
but how can you like niggas not fake tell nuts if a all man the time? Is faking a nut. Like, it's ain't the nothing same. There. Like, what the fuck?
But because you know, a lot of the time, let me tell you something. I know.
We can just fake. You fake know, a nut, like, it'd be a bunch of pre-cum.
Especially if I know I'm not going to nut. If I know I'm not going to bust, I might start hitting it from the back and act like I'm going to bust. You ain't going to look. Pull out. I'm going to run in the bathroom, act like I'm throwing a condom in the trash. No nut.
Niggas just be getting tired. Niggas just be getting tired of fucking. Niggas just be getting tired of
dick. Good, right?
It's not, it doesn't always
bro,
feel niggas, good.
The dick be bored.
What?
The dick be bored, bro.
This nigga, dog. I'm just gonna.
If we've been in this session for three hours,
do you know how like you know women like it you know different dicks do different things for y'all, right?
You said different
dicks do different things for y'all, right? Depending on who the guy is and how he's using it or whatever the case may be, right? It's the same thing for men. Like when all pussy's not the same. It's just not.
She's making all life decisions now.
No, nigga, I'm just. Damn, did that nigga really nut on him? I'm trying to comprehend,
really
like,
bust?
So when you're hard and you stroking, like, there comes to a point where it don't feel like nothing.
Even it just be hard.
If you
really?
It just be hard.
I'm so glad I have a vagina. Like, you just, feel you, everything. Yo,
shit, no, you feel everything. It should just be hard. But what happens is, it's like, I don't know. It's like your brain just turns off that canal. Like, it's like, fuck it, homie. Like, just blood flowing, dick hard, and you just going. You should be going like fucking.
She's never
okay,
heard
so I have a question.
Bust, man.
What's your question,
shit.
Sonny?
Like, so, being a man, right? Like, what part really feels good? Is it the stroking? Is it right before you come,
you
or is it when you nut?
Go ahead, homie. Because I for me, it's
that
it's
pussy
not,
be feeling great. Because sometimes the head don't be feeling as good
man,
as y'all
fuck
said.
Man, that shit, dog.
Because sometimes you can fit.
Bitch get her bills paid, give me toppy sloppy, nigga. It's a wrap.
But I'm feeling like, bitch would be thinking like,
especially when a bitch with a two-hand stroke and suck.
Man, bitch would be thinking they don't be using no teeth the whole time. You feel all
everybody
teeth. You feel like you put your dick in a pencil sharpener.
Who are you getting head from?
That's how this shit be feeling the time, bro.
I am like,
goddamn, you be goddamn. It be feeling good because it's in the mouth, but at the same time, it's like, damn, I feel all molar. All molar.
This nigga all molar.
All molar. That's how you know, nigga. Like, you know what teeth you hitting. Like, goddamn, bitch. You.
But you got an extra tooth in the mouth.
Damn, you got 34 teeth. Whole time.
Oh my
and
god.
And then you feel bad, like you gotta pull out and goddamn jack off and nut. I don't had that shit happen before.
It's yeah, you have some experiences in your life that I just can't relate
I'm
to.
I'm a thot. Give me lit.
Recipes, pop smoke.
True.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
So yeah. So
is it important when you guys get your nails done, ladies, is it important that they
see,
look good
the,
for
the nails.
As DGs?
Ooh.
She said yes.
You got some
does
small
it,
ass
hands.
Did
you think
hands.
About that too when you get your nails done? Like, yo, I'm getting my.
E.T., look at her hands, yo.
What?
She got some small ass hands.
Yeah, she got some DGs.
You make a nigga dick look gigantic
in
these
nails.
Oh my god.
A little dick nigga gonna be in that bitch like, oh, I'm the fucking Hulk.
I'm the Hulk.
So, what was the question again?
Do they think about, like, you know, what's it gonna look
everybody
like?
Everybody calling dick grippers, though.
They DGs. But I'm saying, do you think about that when you get them done? Like, are you just like, nah, I want to get them done for my outfit?
I do.
Outfit or dick grippers?
No, dick grippers.
If I got a man,
sure.
I'm thinking about that, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
that's cool.
Like,
yeah.
Good when they start
doing it. Right, right.
But if I don't got a man, then.
Right.
You don't got a man right now, do you?
Like, I know a girl, she used to get her glow in the dark ones because she wanted
so
to.
I ain't got time to be picking them
up.
No, Butter, do you have a man?
I'm keeping that flame lit. You know what?
Butter, you don't have a man?
You know what?
Yeah. Butter, hold on. Look at these fucking nails. Butter, please hold
it. My nails are sexy as shit.
Hold the nails up.
Your DGs look amazing, too.
Butter, please. Like this. Those are dick grippers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some Wizard of Oz dick grippers.
Wizard of Oz.
You work the day and night.
You take a nigga to the Emerald City in them goddamn hands.
Emerald City. Is that what you said?
Wizard of Oz.
Hell yeah, okay.
So let me ask y'all this. How much time limit do you, or would you guys give a time, let's say you guys get into a relationship, an actual relationship where you guys are together.
Y'all in love and shit.
I know what you're
about to ask. Hold on. This is different. This is not sexual. This is actually about a relationship. Let's say you guys get in a relationship where the guy, when you first meet him, he's doing pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Financially. Let's say financially, right? Mm-hmm. He's got stuff together, whatever the case may be. And then all of a sudden, shit goes awry. Right? And they say, I don't know, a couple years later. Right? How much time do you give him to get back on his feet, or do you help him get back on his feet?
So you guys are already in a relationship for
And then like a few years later into the relationship, shit goes awry for him and he loses like pretty much everything.
Yeah, hold him the fuck down. Like, exactly.
It's no time limit.
Well, yeah, if y'all together.
Seeing what you're doing, because we don't know what the process is. So if we see you working, then okay. But if we see you just doing the bare minimum and it's been going on about to be 3 years now.
If you're comfortable in that situation, then
you're
different.
Not working like you should be working hard.
There's a lot of, like, I feel like there's a lot of avenues with it, though, because at the end of the day, as a woman, if our man is going, like, downhill financially or just in life, period, we're going to be giving you advice. We're going to be trying to help. But it's up to you to listen. Exactly. Now, if you don't listen, I'm not going to fucking waste more time on you for what? Now I'm taking care of you. Right. Now I feel like you're getting comfortable. Period. Like, I can't do that. Right. But I'm a damn sure hold you down.
Figure it out. But it's up, like she said, it's up to you to get it done, because
and I feel like that's really what holding down a person is. It's like taking care of them until they get on their feet. It's helping them, it's giving them advice, it's helping them calm down when it gets hard, like all that shit. But it's up to you to listen.
I got you.
But I'm not holding nobody down.
I'm holding you
down
and you getting comfortable and me holding you down.
Well, no, like, I know, you know why I asked that. Only reason I asked.
Once a person gets that comfort, it's like shit.
Wasn't that episode? Y'all remember that episode of SpongeBob when Squidward didn't want to get a job?
Yep.
And nigga was like, he gave him the alphabet soup, like, and it had
and
get a job written in that motherfucker.
Like, knock the soup back in his face.
What are you trying to say?
Now, like, nigga.
Oh, damn. The toilet's not working. Well, that's two things in this house that don't work.
I love that part.
Like, hey, I didn't watch that Tyler Perry shit.
She used to be going to work and he'd be in a bed asleep. Like, that's a no. I'm up working. You're in the bed.
The only reason I ask that is because I think that a lot of, because, you know, men are like, and just, it's another society thing, right? Like, women are made to, like, feel like you can't, and you know, have your desires out there in the open and enjoy your sex, or you're otherwise you're called a hoe, so you hide it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And men, on the other hand, is like, you can't talk about how you feel, otherwise you're acting like a bitch. And men, and the reason why I ask that is because a lot of men do that for their women. They're constantly, like, providing, whatever the case is. And I heard one woman one day say, men have to understand the difference between providing and caring. And I thought that was the dumbest shit in the world. I'm like, that is so stupid. There's no difference for a man. Like, if I'm providing, that's me showing you I care. They go hand in hand. For a man. I can't speak for what a woman perceives it to be, but at the end of the day, as a man, if I'm providing, that's me showing you.
Yeah, you
I
can't
care.
You can't provide without caring, because like, if I don't care, when I
hear a woman say that, there's two different things. I'm like, that's not two different things for a man.
Yeah.
So when I ask you that, because I'm, you know, you might be with a woman for 20 years as a man and be like, yo, I love her, I'm providing for her because I show her I care, and I wanted to ask the difference between a woman's perspective on, you know, let's say, you know, he's doing something, he's not doing nothing, but he's not doing what he once was, or he's not making what he once was. Does it still have that same flame for you? Because as a man, even if I come into the relationship and I'm the bigger cheese, and you're not, but you're doing something, that flame is still there for me, even 30 years down the road. But you're doing something. I'm not saying you're doing nothing.
I mean, I feel like if a man is trying to meet, that still kind of keeps the flame going, because at least you're trying.
What do you mean by when you say trying? Like I need a better definition. That's just how my brain works. So when you say trying, like, for example, like,
okay, he may not be making as much as he was, but he's doing something to keep it coming in.
Let me say, let me give you an example. Let's say I make a decent amount of, let's say a decent amount of money living in Atlanta is like $100,000. That's basically like $8,000 a month. Okay, it's not a lot of money, but it's good money. Okay, so if I'm making like $100,000 a year, maybe a little bit more, whatever the case may be, but you don't really bring in that much money, but let's say you're smart and you're trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how to make investments.
Mm-hmm.
When I bring in my money, you make sure all the bills are paid. You take that money and you say, okay, I'm going to do this, make some small investments like that. But you don't really have any other thing. You have a small amount of income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a happy guy. I'll live for the rest of my life with a woman that's helping to build on what I have and what I'm bringing in versus the woman that's just like there. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if the roles were reversed and that was the case, you know what I mean? Like, how long?
So basically, like, because there are women who make more than their men.
Absolutely.
And they're in happy
Absolutely.
Relationships. So I feel like it just all depends on what your standards are. Okay. Because me personally, like, I kind of want my man to make more than me. Like,
That's fine.
I don't know. I just don't want to. I've been there before. That's why I'm.
Yeah, there's
out.
No wrong answer. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I just think it's whatever your answer is. Like, yeah.
I'm
when it,
well, yeah,
when it comes to relationships, it's all about what works best for y'all.
Right.
There is no guideline for a great relationship. So if your nigga making more money works for you, or if a chick making more money than her nigga works for them, it's like, it's cool. Right.
But see, I really don't. But you know what though? Let me take that back. I really don't put a number on like how much it should be. Like, as long as you trying to get money with me, let's just go, please. Like, you know, we got ourselves established. I love you. You love me. We loyal. Let's go. Like.
I hear you, but that's my point. Is like, again, that's why I was saying, I was like, let's just. That's why I gave it like a scenario. You know, he's making this amount. She doesn't really make. She makes in a little bit of money, but she's really good at handling the bills and making investments. Mm-hmm. It's a good relationship. You know what I mean? Now, if the roles were reversed, and he's really good at the main investment, he doesn't bring as much money, but he's handling the bills and making sure that, you know, blah blah blah. But you bring in more bread. Is that a lifetime relationship for most women?
Yeah. I feel like it's hard because there's a lot of women that, like, because in the beginning, we be so green. Like, we be so ready to just put you up. Like, we be loving you and we want to help you.
And I think
we get burnt out because it's a lot of fuck niggas that don't appreciate it. So then we got to turn into that bitch that's like, nigga, what's in your pocket?
You're right. And you know what's so crazy? Because when women do that, that's why men get burnt out too.
See, and it's like a revolving cycle.
Men are burnt out too. Sick. The only reason why men treat women the way they are is because women allow it. Mm-hmm. If you present to me whatever it is, so for example, if I walk into the club, I got chains on or I got money in my pocket and I flash it to you and you bite, that's what it's about. You've allowed the reason for it to be what it's going to be. Because at the end of the day, I'm presenting the real. Right. It's up to you to bite it. If you don't bite it, Then I gotta try something else. There was a time I know times change, but like, think about this. There was a time, we don't even use the word quarter woman no more. You can't even court her no more because women don't want that. They don't want you to take the time. They say they do, but then they act a different way. So it's like saying, okay, yeah, I want you to be this early, but then I'm gonna act this way. So it's like, I'm gonna go off of what you act, not what you say. Right. So as a man, if you present, I'm just saying, if you present something, that's what it's going to be. And I think it goes that way for men as well. You know what I mean? Because if a nigga's going to come out and present his cash, and then nigga, she's going to hustle you.
It's just so strange because I swear a lot of this shit's trendy now, though. That's the sad part. Like, that's all you hear. Fuck niggas, fuck bitches, get money. That's it. And everybody's missing the boat.
Yeah,
the
but
big
you...
The L word, like...
But you're
now
we're,
it's a shame to love a bitch.
It's a shame to love a nigga, right?
Like,
you know
weird.
What I'm saying? Like, that's kind of like where we're at with it, though.
And that's what I was trying to say in the beginning, like... It's a lot of this trendy bullshit.
I agree with
like,
you.
Like, I'm old school as fuck mentally, but in the world that we live in today, I have to show my body. But in return, men don't look at that and take it serious.
You know what it is? I think that we are fucked up because a lot of women think they know what men want and don't know. And a lot of men present what they think women want and don't know. And that's the problem. We're in an era of we're both in an era of relearning because we've lost what it meant to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
We don't know what it really means. We think we know. That's why it sounds so ridiculous when you hear a woman say what a real man is, or when you hear a guy say what a real woman does. It's like, nigga, you don't know.
But it's like, at the end of the day, no fucking relationship is ever going to be perfect.
I'm not saying perfect now. I'm just saying, like, the relationship of what it pertains. Because people talk about, well, this ain't the 50s. I'm not going to be in the kitchen. I'm like, you,
that's that bullshit.
Well, the thing is,
Let me finish. I'm not saying, like, all you're hearing is the kitchen part. But you're missing the part of where she... she held the house down. When
taking
he came in with the money, he could actually trust her with his money and not go buy a fucking bag, a Birkin bag, or a pair of red bottoms and take care of the bills and still have money for herself to do whatever she wanted to do. And he could go do what he needed to do. It was a team. People think of marriage as like a piece of paper versus being a teammate.
Mm-hmm. See, and that,
I think relationships lasted longer when our grandparents were alive, like our great, because one, they did cheat in those marriages.
Yes,
however, they did not
yep.
leave the house. The man, he would go out and cheat, but he still come home and he's going to pay them bills in the house. The woman, she may go home and keep, but the kids going to still be fed. His food going to be
even
done.
If they
even though she
kids.
Know,
exactly.
even if she knew that he was cheating, both of them were going to do their own thing, but they were going to come back and the house was still going to be together. So
exactly.
I feel like people, and our grandparents, our ancestors and all them people, they cheated, but they still like,
I mean, you ain't never heard the old school lady talk about someone's kids before. Like, that ain't his son. That's the milkman's son. The milkman's son met that nigga, that bitch was out there getting fucked by the milkman while the husband was at work. So
their relationships were better, and they were, because older people back then, they didn't have phones and social media to connect. And right now, we can connect by sliding somebody DMs.
And I also think that there was a level of, like, you know, this business that we talking about is our business.
Right.
It don't leave after we walk out this door. But we're so, our era is so like, yo, everyone look at what we did, or everyone look at what we do.
Right.
And it's kind of like fucked us all up.
Mm-hmm. So now everybody got an opinion. Nobody had an opinion on their relationship.
Then now, especially like men and women care about what other people think. So you go on your social media like, you see what this bitch said? Like, why do you give a fuck? Did she pay any bills?
See, that's why I say I'm old school. Like, literally everything you're saying is why I am the way I am. I don't feel like men were ever designed to be with one woman sexually. You know,
I don't agree with that. I think that it's a decision.
Yeah. Well, no, that I do feel like it's a decision, because yeah. I feel like it's the way you were raised. Like, if you were raised seeing, you know, just your mom or your dad, and they loved each other faithfully, and they're, like, teaching you and stuff like that, I feel like that's what's going to be your influence.
That might be an influence, but I also think that's just still a decision thing. Like, for me, I know my weaknesses. Like, so when I'm in a relationship, I know that as my weakness is I cannot be doing this part of my life because I know I will fuck up. So I stay away from that. It's acknowledging your weaknesses, and for me anyway.
So,
I think women should acknowledge their weaknesses. Like, for example, like, if I'm going to be somewhere where I know I shouldn't be around a woman I think is going to, like, fuck with me, I won't be there because I know that if I do something with her, it's a downhill slide for me, and I don't want to fuck up my relationship. So
what if your woman doesn't care?
I care, though. It's not about what she thinks, it's about who I think.
So you feel like, so if she's like, okay, like, I really don't care, like, as long as, like I want to have fun, so I'm going to have threesomes or whatever, right? But you personally, you're just really monogamous.
Then I think that we should, like, not be together. Right. She just
so
should,
you're, like, you're monogamous, that's what
you Yeah, you're if I want to be with my girl, then I want to be with my lady. But, like, I've adapted something to where I call miss you time. In a relationship where I need to miss you.
Like, you need some time away.
Yeah, I just need to miss you.
I like that.
I just need to fucking miss you. Like, if I can miss you, then I won't have to cheat because I'm thinking about you. Like, damn, man, I ain't seen my girl in fucking 3 days.
Yeah.
We ain't talked. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that nowadays, because when bitches get online, they be like, I ain't talked to my nigga in 24 hours. This nigga out here sucking dick. Right. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. What am I doing this shit? Like, you know, what's going on? Like, I can't, like, missing somebody in a relationship is the most important part of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
That's true.
You cannot.
You can miss somebody without not talking to them for 3 days, though. Like, you know,
I'm just giving an example.
But I'm saying guys do that, though. Like, y'all go a long time without talking to us.
I don't know.
We're supposed to just.
I don't. I think that you cannot tell.
You gotta have some business. I feel like you just need some business. Yeah, but my point is,
you can have business and still have communication. Like, I'm busy, but I text whoever I'm talking to at the same time.
You know what I mean?
People think that you're supposed to be on the phone all day.
We're gonna fall asleep on the phone together.
I've gotten yelled at before because I didn't talk to someone all day.
You really used to do that.
Exactly.
To say like, this, so you're gonna wait? You're gonna wait till nighttime to hit me up? I'm like, yeah.
That's a problem.
I have time.
I'm like, if that's a fucking problem for you,
that's a problem.
Don't go over there.
You could have hit me up before you like, started your busy day.
No.
Hey, I'm gonna be busy the whole day.
I don't
need you. At 11 o'clock at night.
Yes.
People in this generation,
I want to be able to miss you. Like, I don't need to fucking tell you I shit it. I don't need to tell you I went to work. I don't need to tell you I hate today.
I feel like this is gonna bridge into the ghosting conversation.
But wait, hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong. A man is attracted to a woman that's busy. Nobody wants a female that's just always available.
I think...
To an extent.
Yeah,
being able to text is different. But if you want to be on the phone 30 minutes, an hour, like, damn, bitch.
I got
shit to do. Like, I got shit I need to do. Like,
the biggest argument for me is like, why? So you can post, but you can't hit me up? I'm like, relax. It's a fucking post.
No.
Let me say this. I will say this. Cause I have said before, like, damn, you could tweet, but you're not gonna respond to my text.
Yeah.
You can tweet, but you cannot respond to my text. Yeah. All right, well, fuck you too then, bitch.
All right,
yeah,
bye. Pete it. I don't have time for that weird-ass energy, my
That's
nigga.
Not like, weird, that's my nigga. That's weird, bro. That's accountability.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm a whole ass fucking accountable. Wait,
I got a scenario.
I don't need to respond to you every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, I'm posting a post.
What's your scenario?
I got a scenario. What's your scenario? What if she texts you like, good morning, baby, right?
Okay.
And so... 20 minutes later, but you've been active on Instagram. That's a problem.
A big problem.
If she texts me and it says good morning, I might say good morning back to her. But if I wake up tomorrow and she wakes up tomorrow and we don't hit each other till that night, I'm like, okay, she had a busy day. My brain doesn't go, oh, she's automatically sucking a dick. I just don't think about shit like
that's
that.
That's not the point. But I just, not you know what? And it's different. Care.
But I think for me, and I know it's like specifically for people like me, I'm a Leo, my nigga. And I require attention.
Okay.
Yes. I require attention.
I don't know a sign that doesn't require attention.
Some people don't give a fuck. I know I give a fuck. So I know if you're on Instagram a million times a day, and I've had situations like that in the past where like, damn, you posted 20 stories, but you ain't responded to nothing I sent you. Like I'm texting the same phone that you own right now, my nigga. I don't matter, my nigga. I don't care.
That's your thought. Is you don't matter.
So you see my message pop up because you was on your phone when
exactly.
I texted you.
And you
so you
purposely.
Felt my message.
You purposely. You see me. You see me.
I don't care.
Bitch, I'm trying to love you. What is wrong with you?
The fact that you know that it's an issue.
Guess
the fact
what?
That you know it's gonna be an issue. Guess why would
what?
You not text me back?
It's guess like you're purposely.
And I'm purposely know that.
And I would tell you. I will tell you, my nigga. One of the only things I require is attention.
I kind of fucking energy, bro. I just don't.
But
like,
you got energy.
I don't
have energy.
Because at the same time, it's like it's just social. To me, it's just social media. When people really think about shit like that, to me,
I'm trying to be your nigga.
It's retarded.
I'm trying to be your nigga.
Social media. I'm entertaining.
Bitch, you better respond.
That's entertaining. With you, I'm in a relationship. There's two different things.
Not for long. Not for long.
When I entertain you, we're entertaining each other. I don't give a fuck up. Like, to me, it's two separate ships. I just don't care.
Bitch, you better respond.
I don't really give a
bitch,
fuck, bro. Like, bottom,
okay.
Bottom line.
You better respond.
You better respond expeditiously.
You better say
like,
I don't move when you say move, nigga.
LOL smiley face
like,
or some shit.
Okay.
Like something.
Since
like
heart something. Man, I'm busy right now.
Especially if that motherfucker say red. Nigga, I will
man,
lose my
you
shit.
You ain't never lied. It's
I will lose
ten
my
seconds.
Shit.
10 seconds to do that. Just to like the
this is really delicious, by the way. I want everyone to
know. Oh, he's so aggy. Oh, my God. He's so aggy.
Oh, my God.
I will lose my phone. Shit. Let my Instagram DM say seen.
Let me tell you something, man.
I will lose my shit. I will block you on
let
everything.
You watch my story and
I will wait for you to tell me what the fuck is going on. If I hit you and you don't respond to me, I'll be like, all
right,
cool.
Right, I'm away.
I'll wait for you to tell me what the hell's going on. Don't bother me.
I care.
Like I'm telling you some real shit. I'm being 1,000% honest.
If I text you,
I text you in the afternoon and you like just say I text you in the afternoon and you don't respond to like 7.
That's different, my nigga. We're talking about something 8 a.m. and you don't respond to goddamn 11 p.m.
Fine. Fine. If I text you, okay, how about this? If I text you at fucking, like, say I get up and I go.
Ghosting is toxic.
I go muta. I go fight and train at fucking 10 a.m. Let's say I text you and say, yo, I'm about to go to the gym. I'm gonna eat a little bit later.
That's fine. That's all I need.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. I hit you and I say that, and then you don't respond to me till like 7 or 8 at p.m. at that nighttime.
But cool. This got to be somebody that you just talked to.
You could tell
to.
Me whatever
if
you
this said. Somebody you dating, that's fucked
you
up.
You could tell me whatever you want to tell me at 7 or 8 p.m. I'm not tripping. I don't know what your day is like. I don't know what you got going on. I don't know what the fuck your reasons
that
are. But I'm sure you're going to tell me. I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Motherfucking red.
But I guarantee you, I'm not about to sit there and stress myself or you this about you responding to me in a properly mannered time. Okay. You can respond to me when you're fucking good and ready, and I will be there if I decide to be there if or not.
If you decide
and
to be
if
there.
If you decide to be there.
So that is very toxic.
Mm-hmm. Not toxic.
This is a, both y'all niggas is toxic.
That you want to be with?
Yes. If this is somebody.
He's an Aries.
If this is somebody that I.
Look at his fucking hand.
If this is somebody even. I'm going to tell you some real shit. If this is somebody that I really want to be with, and she doesn't respond to me, I'll wait. I'm cool. I'm comfortable. I have other shit to do.
But you can't text her back.
No, you're missing what I'm saying. If I'm putting myself out there as a vulnerable person.
You got two phones?
Let's say I text
same
you.
Same phone.
Let's say I text you and you don't respond to me till that night. That's cool. Cool.
Okay, so what if she? That's got to be somebody freshly dating. And she don't respond to you until like 4 or 5 days later.
Damn.
That's happened. That's happened to me before. That is ghosting.
4 or 5 days later is different. But listen, stop. Can I be respond? If you text me like 4 or 5 days later, I might think whatever I'm going to think.
Right.
But when you tell me whatever it is, and that's just what it is. Let me tell you who I am as a person. I can only speak for me.
Fuck that.
All right. Let me tell you who I am as a person.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. I let people destroy themselves.
Okay.
So as a person, I never make anyone earn my trust. I never make it. That's like you going to the club, and before you can party in the club, making the people that come to the event clean up the shit that happened before. It's not their fault. Mm-hmm. Clean your own shit up, and then, you know what I'm saying? And then we can put, so in the beginning, I just give you everything. Here's my respect. Here's my trust. Here's everything. You know why? Because at the end of the day, I can say I gave you everything.
Right.
And you fucked it up, bitch.
Damn. Period, bitch.
I'm not gonna sit there and make you earn something that you didn't destroy. That's the dumbest shit in the world to me. That's retarded. That's like you go into a dealership and you want to buy a new car. They say, okay, well, we'll take your money for the new car, but we're gonna make you earn it first. So here's the little rental first. Let's see how you do with this one, and then we're gonna give you. But you put your money down for the new car. Why am I gonna get this rental? I don't want the fucking rental. It's dumbest shit. I'm giving you everything up front.
Show me you worth it.
Hey man, if you
just
can't,
like, I'm gonna
if
to
I'm gonna take you,
can't, if you cannot
energy,
master simple communication,
if I'm gonna take
you
my energy,
go further than that.
If I'm gonna take my energy to deal with you in any capacity, I'm giving you my full trust.
It's like 2 seconds to say.
Okay, but look, this
that 4 or 5 day shit, that shit wild.
And I've had women that done that, but I've had women that done that shit before. But I've had women that
right, like
the same that you're trying to. But listen, I've had women that have done that shit before. And they'd be like, oh well, shit, I was just busy. I'm building my business and we'll do. Bitch, it don't take 4 or 5 days to send a text back. Do I look green, my nigga? Do I look stupid?
Everybody working from their phone
at the end of the day.
Like, what are you
doing? Can't take out a minute to send a fucking text.
We have
you
bigger
don't
issues.
Care
it
about
take
me.
A minute to
literally.
Say, hey, I'm gonna be busy. I'm sorry.
It takes.
That means you don't care about how I feel.
You can swipe that motherfucker to be quicker. You only got to hit all the letters.
You know I got to hit all the letters.
You can swipe that motherfucker to be quicker, man. So when women try that I'm busy shit, I'm busy too. That's the crazy shit. Like, I do a bunch of shit. I don't get home until about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. But I'm still going to text you throughout the day, like in transit or when I got a little downtime.
To let you know everybody someone. Works from their phone.
Like, my nigga, so that shit don't fly with me, man. You
good
can't
luck.
Tell me you busy. Bitch, I'm busy too.
Exactly.
But,
good luck but if
that.
I...
You know how that shit work out?
If I... It ain't been, but shit.
There
but
it is.
But
my shit work out great.
But I have... But it's certain shit I'm not going to succeed on. Like, if these are my standards, I'm not finna succeed
right.
on that shit.
That's
I'm not
cool.
I'm not finna let back just cause you wanna
right.
act crazy.
Lord,
the shit, the shit that you not gonna do, another motherfucker will.
Cool. I agree with that.
You feel me?
So, I agree with that.
So like
the shit that you won't do, another motherfucker will.
So like
I agree
if I'm
now
asking
that's something we can agree on.
If I'm asking for semi consistent communication and you can't do that shit, you're not the motherfucker for me.
I
and that's
agree.
Cool. And we
I
can
agree.
Go we can go our separate ways.
Why would I be unhappy trying to be with somebody
today? I agree with that too.
And that's pretty much it.
I agree with that as well.
Sonny, what other topic did you have? Damn.
Yeah, she got a fat ass. This is Johnny.
She looking at Johnny Blaze's ass.
Johnny Blaze, she wants your cheeks.
Sonny Blaze want to eat your booty.
I see, that's you. Yeah. This is the booty man.
Hey, man, we didn't get a booty bid for this nigga, dog. I'm trying to tell
posted,
you, man. What's the address
just,
again?
1930 Morrow Drive.
And E.T. said, send this nigga a booty bib, homie.
What
for real.
Johnny Blaze, I would.
No, you're
you would not eat her booty.
Look,
would you eat her
that
booty?
Say?
Johnny Blaze?
Yeah.
That motherfucker nice.
Oh, my God. You're a...
I want to eat some pussy.
That's what that says. Not booty.
We'll eat pussy, too.
Kodak is hilarious.
Kodak is gross, nigga. What booty won't you eat?
Yep.
Whose booty want to eat? Give me a name. Give us a name.
Michelle Obama.
Yes.
That's not Michelle.
How is that disrespectful? That's the ultimate honor.
I like that.
The ultimate honor.
That's the ultimate honor. Give me another one.
Oprah.
No.
Who?
She said
who?
Tracy Ellis. No.
What about Lizzo? Would you eat
nigga, is you crazy?
I mean,
Sonny, give me a name. Give me a name, Sonny.
I got so many.
Give me some.
Who else is there?
Condoleezza Rice.
Oh,
nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Would you
no.
Would you ever eat Ellen DeGeneres?
Oprah.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen
no.
likes women.
I know, but I was thinking
Oprah.
Oprah.
Yes, it's a bag.
Yeah, you're tripping.
There's a bag attached to that.
No, there's not, nigga. The only bag is going to fucking Stedman.
Viola Davis.
All right, y'all tripping. Vanessa Williams?
Today.
Which Vanessa Williams?
Today.
Serena Williams?
Vanessa Williams is the actress.
That's Venus.
Yeah.
Oh, Venus? I don't know who the fuck Vanessa Williams is, so no. Serena Williams, though. Yes.
I don't know, man. She got an athletic booty. That motherfucker is probably...
That motherfucker probably hard. It clenched up. That motherfucker...
Squeeze your hair like that.
That motherfucker clenched up and crush your skull.
Yeah, nigga, it's a rap. You might not be conscious.
Hell nah. Who else? Give me one more name. One more name.
What about Shay from A Flavor of Love?
I don't watch that shit.
It's old. Everybody watch that.
Indubitably.
That nigga said indubitably. It just sound like indubitably.
Indubitably.
Just sound like it. That's what
Sonny, what other topic? Did you have any other topics you want to touch on before we dip up out of here? You looking at ass right now.
I wanted to get on something.
But go ahead.
Wait, what were you gonna say?
I wanted to talk about the Ari and what's the name situation about the words.
You was invested in this shit. Come on, give what you want.
I just
want
to know. Because
we started with this motherfucker.
Because I wanted to say, but we got off the topic. Do y'all think that it's a such thing as hitting below the belt? Because they was talking about each other's children.
Yeah, that shit was
brothers.
Don't talk about nobody.
Also, hitting below the belt.
Your daughter type.
And also, while we back on,
I think I don't think Ari should have brought up anything about kids. Like, keep it where it's at. But I think we have no respect for each other.
Nigga said Ari got a Thomas the Train Engine face.
No, they said that motherfucker like Jigsaw.
Oh yeah.
Jigsaw shit had me dying, nigga. I was like, oh.
Think about Thomas the Train. How he had that motherfucker, that circular ass puffy face.
You think Ari?
Like,
you better not say nothing. You have problems going on. Don't say anything.
But
no
still, look, I'm not about because I didn't know. I don't follow. Like I said, I don't follow that shit at all. And I didn't know Alexis Scott had a kid that had disabilities. Mm-hmm. That shit corny.
She does.
I had a daughter.
May have Down syndrome or cerebral palsy and shit. Like, I just think that shit corny. I'm not about to talk about your kid because she.
Why even bring the kids into it? They don't.
I think when people bring in certain things that are like too far. It's because they don't got nothing else to really.
There's nothing.
But this
they have
is what she said though, because Alexis called her ugly, and she said you shouldn't talk about people's looks when you have a child that has disabilities.
Nope.
That
right.
Alters her
right.
Looks.
So you bringing in kids that
she,
have nothing to do with the situation.
Has
we talking about each other.
That alters her looks,
but
that,
in a way,
her
though,
being normal.
In a way that
look,
kind
look
of.
So look, you look at Ari. Look at Ari's face.
Why'd you go look it up though?
She does.
Mad Ari.
I think Jigsaw is more she better, does. Though, because she got a sharper chin.
She do.
I think the Jigsaw shit.
But yeah, I just think that shit corny.
I think
like,
the main thing she was saying, though, was don't bring up anything that you know. If you know that your mom has cancer,
we talking about
why
each
would
other.
You talk about somebody else?
But why
that's
is it always females what? That's talking shit about each other? Because
niggas would just kill each other.
Niggas have way more teamwork than females do.
I don't know, because
I think
niggas
are more violent.
Hold on now, because push the T.
That part.
Push the T brought up a nigga, unnamed kid.
Push. Yeah, but he went too far, too.
Push, that shit was corny, too.
And if you really want to know, when I interviewed, what's his name? Prince, Jay Prince?
Yeah.
The OG? When I interviewed Jay Prince, he straight up told me in an interview, and I got it recorded. He said he had to stop Drake from putting out another diss track that was going to air him, that was going to air out... Kanye and Pusha called him and was like, yo man, I'm a family man. And when you start telling you I'm a family man shit, whatever Drake was getting ready to say was going to be some shit. And he had to kind of like stop him, like, hey nigga, like, let's just end it right here.
I really want that shit to leak. I really.
Oh man, I was praying for it.
I really
but I was
want
like,
that shit to leak.
I was praying for it from a perspective
but
of
you
like,
know,
as a
if,
fan,
if Jay Prince, if Jay Prince is involved, if that shit leaks, somebody gonna die.
And that was his point. I think Jay Prince's point was like, you know, I had to step
y'all,
in.
Y'all have never seen Jay Prince. Y'all never seen Jay Prince, right? That is the shortest motherfucker with the most power.
He got the most power in the game. Like, he for
hood,
real.
When I say hood Obama.
Yeah, he could walk in a room. He'd be like, oh, that's Jay Prince. Okay, Jay Prince, I won't cuss no more.
I'm sorry, Jay Prince. I apologize.
I won't say shit. I apologize,
Jay Prince.
I ain't going to call her a bitch because
yeah,
I've
seen Jay Prince twice, and both times his security almost goddamn chokeslammed me to hell.
I interviewed when he dropped his book.
Respect. Go get that motherfucker.
Yeah, it was hard. Are we done? What else?
We done. What the fuck? Get that shit out of here. Anyway, that is it. That is the Big Homie's house. Big Homie Sonny, Big Homie E.T., Big Homie Butter, Big Homie Jazz. We in here sipping on the sweetest
Butter
sweet
got
tea.
A boyfriend.
Shout out to McQueen.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Shout out to McQueen.
Shout
Sweetie.
Shout out to everybody with the dick grippers.
So I like you. I like her.
She show your dick grippers. How you be gripping that dick?
She do the two-hand. You do two-hand. Are you a tornado gripper?
I'm showing the dick gripper. Not showing how I grip the dick. It's just the nails.
You see the small ass hands?
Are you like a two-handed tornado
She girl? Needs no, two I'm, hands. Look at the small ass hands.
I love two-handed
She got midget
tornadoes.
Hands. She got hands.
Look regular.
She got hands like the little scammer midget. Wait,
oh damn! Well, hold on.
But that's just because my nails are long.
We need something for you to grip.
She got skinny. She got skinny fingers.
Oh wait!
Damn, my hands.
Whoa!
Wait a minute.
Let me see. My little brother.
Have they're comparing dick grippers right now. I want you guys to be aware. It's
going. Damn. Jazz, you need two hands on the dick.
Are you a two-handed tornado girl?
Just cut the cameras.
Oh, why you want to say it on camera?
Anyway, the rest of it will be
available. Get the bills paid.
The rest of it will be available on OnlyFans. They're gonna give a two-hand dick
tornado
gripper.
Two-hand
dick gripper slipper. Two-hand dick gripper slipper competition.
Two-hand dick gripper slipper.
Yo, big homie's house, episode 7.
Hey, send the bibs. What's the address?
Big homie booty eaters.
What's 19, the bib though?
1930. Monroe Drive.
For real, send the bib, bro. ET says if whoever sends the bib gets their IG shouted out and their Twitter shout out. If you send him an I Eat Booty bib for
Big Homie's house. And we're gonna send you exclusive video of Sunny twerking.
Nigga, we got that.
Sunny, you a dancer? You a stripper?
She got mm-hmm. she got them before, cheeks.
She retired. Everybody retired.
You see the spread on that bread.
How old are you?
Then man,
22?
The next topic we need to talk
damn,
about.
Damn, you
22? And I'm trying to invest already.
Okay. I did not know she was 22.
Because private dancing is taking over. That's
anyway, that is an episode for another episode. So, Big Homie's house, we out of here.